This is Wild About Utah.
All year I wait for the summer evenings. All year I long for the oddity of warm and dark, of trilling owls flickering from treetop to treetop, and for the scent of hot baked earth cooling as on a sill. Summer evenings evoke in me a joy of being out of doors, living within the intact Eden which lies just below our own preconceptions, and deepening my appetite for life. Summer evenings, those dark, arid cradles of Utah's Providence, have other benefits too. It's in the dark that you can live in the footsteps of local literatos. We can heed the words of Utah's Ed Abbe that there's another disadvantage to the use of the flashlight. Like many other mechanical gadgets, it tends to separate a man from the world around him. If I switch it on, my eyes adapt to it, and I can only see the small pool of light it makes in front of me. I am isolated. Leaving the flashlight in my pocket where it belongs, I remain a part of the environment I walk through, and my vision, though limited, has no sharp or definite boundary. It's also in the dark that we can allow our eyes a rest from glowing rectangles, and for the rest of our navigational senses to pick up slack. Our ears listen for how sound meanders in the landscape, detecting the clitter-clatter of dogs on the deck or chickens working their scratch. Our nose picks up the scent of a neighbor's fire pit to the east, and when the wind shifts, the humidity from another neighbor's evening watering to the west. It's in the dark that we can also learn to see that we share spaces with crepuscularities and nocturnalites. Those trilling owls, western screech owls, who emerge from their dead-stand cavities and prowl for rodentia. When one spots a human watching it, it watches back and then dances a shimmy Roomba polka. I imagine that it's waiting for us to communicate, too. The dark also brings the insects' galore, which filled the nights, making good on their pollination out of the heat of the day, playing odds with the primroses in their opening hours, and some finding the blood meal they need from undeeded legs, arms, head, feet, and neck. Friends will let you know when there's a mosquito on your face. Good friends will smack your face for you. Lastly, the dark gives us our stars. I have to need to remind myself that it isn't that they're out at night, but that they're just no longer obscured by the light during the day. The stars are always there, but in day they are dimmed into the blue sky void, and in our city nights given mute by our love of lights, which would make Lycurgus roll over in a simple, unmarked grave. That said, they are still there for us to see as long as we have, but only if we choose to see them. Long ago, looking up and wondering was our choice, and luckily, it still is today. So as your summer progresses and perhaps you find yourself in need of a sigh of relief from woe, I'd invite you to leave your flashlights, glowing rectangles, and worries inside. Step out of the doors at dusk and stay into the evening. Hear the music and the laughter of a party down the block. Smell the tapestry of worlds that's held in the wind. Feel the mosquitoes live because you live. Choose to look up and see infinity in the stars. Know that the dark is not a scary place to be if you learn to see it for what it is and can be. I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.